In the news today, it involves a whole stack of students,
yes.
And they're travelling on the train, pretty much trying to get to every single station around Melbourne in one day.
It is absolutely insane. I didn't think I could do it.
No,
it's a huge thing.
Oh, it would be a massive day. We've got their teacher on the line with us at the moment. His name is Andrew Lorimer-Derham. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you going?
Yeah, no, I'm going very well, guys.
Great to talk to you. Now, how many students are you carting around on the public transport system this afternoon?
We've got about 17 now.
Well, 17?
That in itself is a task.
Yeah, it is.
Now, where's the concept for this actually come from? Because this is a part of a school program which you're running?
Yeah, well, like, it's been a life goal of mine actually for a while, and I tried it a couple of years ago with some other students, and we got 3 stations short.
Oh, no!
So close!
You wouldn't have thought the 4:20 from Pakenham would have got delayed, but we hit a slip or something and missed our 2-minute turnaround, and so we sat because we were heading down to 50 points, so... their dream was shattered, so I decided I better do it again, but also incorporate it with some learning tasks. So I made up a sack based on this. So
that's amazing. Network.
And so the Year 12 did an assessment task on this concept of getting ready and critical paths and things like that. And then, just also a great way to be able to fundraise for a good cause too.
So, Yeah,
because we heard that laying out a red carpet for your fellow passengers?
Yeah, I bought a red carpet, it was 25% off, so I was and then so we've definitely made the $25 back on the carpet that I bought out, and that's a VIP dismounting service.
Fantastic. And what is the cause? If you're asking your passengers to, give a little bit of money to a special cause that you're advocating for, what is it?
So I've been involved in a school over in Nepal, a patient called Hope, education for kids who would not otherwise be able to afford it. And they're also putting in a feeding program for the kids. Often they come to school pretty hungry, and some of them, they're in time, they walk 8Ks to get to school one way, which is ridiculous. So,
that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, more crazy than what we're doing for sure.
Yeah. We actually just lost you for just half a second. Was the name of the charity Hope for Nepal? Was that what it was?
Hope Worldwide,
And
the Nepal branch.
Yeah, okay, great. Tell us, whereabouts are you up to this afternoon at the moment? You've still got a little ways to go. How's everything going so far?
It's going great. We went 30 minutes behind. We ran past the G and just missed the train by a minute. Feeling about that, but we just got one there at Flinders Street, we didn't expect to get, and we are now heading up the Craigieburn line, this station probably 110. So we're more than halfway now, I think, and we're looking like we could still do it, which is a good thing.
And can I just ask, what time did you start this morning, and what time are you hoping to finish up?
Yeah, so we woke at 3:15 a.m. really no existence. And then we caught the first train at 4:14 from Pakenham, and hoping to wind up, if all works out brilliantly, at 12:14 a.m, but probably more likely 1:14.
Wow. Incredible stuff. Mate, we think it's awesome what you're doing. You're a teacher, Andrew Lorimer-Derham from Alexandra Secondary School. We wish you the best of luck for the rest of the night, and we hope that you can pull it all off. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
We'll take a look over the roads next.